T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Want to do? You want Let's to talk about politics. What those guys are up to?
Local politics. Christine Stewart from CTNewsJunkie.com. Good morning, Christine.
Hi.
Good morning.
Do you want to start with Implementa or you want to go with the weed?
You mean cannabis.
Cannabis, excuse me.
It doesn't matter. It wasn't until 9:30 last night that they ended up passing the cannabis legislation.
Okay.
And it's headed back to the Senate today for a third time. I mean, in my 22 years of covering the legislature, I don't think they've ever had to pass and repass a piece of legislation three times.
Let me ask you this, though, because it brings up the question. So the governor thinks he makes a deal on language,
right.
and then the Senate changes the language. The House changed it. Why did the Senate change the language in the first place?
So the Senate changed the language because they thought members in the House wanted it changed to that. And they did. There were some members in the House that did want that language changed. And they ended up, obviously, that ended up blowing up the bill. The House Speaker Matt Ritter says that there was no communication, and Senate President Martin Looney insisted there was communication. So this is, Democrat versus Democrat, on these issues.
Well, okay, as I understand it, the thing the Senate did was put in some provisions to, how can I say this? It's the word of the year, I guess, equity. But to give people, minorities, for example, a chance to buy into the deal, which could be profitable. Plus, you got the clean slate bill. So, if you had a record, hey, maybe you should be able to open a pop shop, so to speak, I guess.
Yeah, so it was people with the amendment that got stripped by the House yesterday that the Senate put on would have allowed people with criminal histories to be considered a social equity applicant. So, basically they said this means that, somebody, Matt Ritter said this, somebody who gets pinched for marijuana at the age of 19 and is, going to Wesleyan, maybe shouldn't be considered the same as somebody who grew up in one of these census tracts,
had
high crime rates, right? And has been impacted by the war on drugs. So that is basically the amendment that they ended up stripping from the bill.
So the assumption is it'll go back to the Senate, it'll pass, and this will become law, correct?
That is the assumption, but I don't know.
Yeah.
With this piece of legislation, I'm just kind of, wait and see. I think we have to keep an open
sure.
mind and think it happens.
Before we go on to some other items, I don't know. I sort of look at this. Is this show that Governor Lamont now has maybe what you would have thought he had at the beginning in terms of a little bit more control over the Democrats at the state capitol than he did maybe at the beginning of his tenure? It just shows that he's like, I don't want it, I'll veto it, and then they change it. I mean, I don't know if they would have responded necessarily that way a year and a half ago or a year ago.
Yeah, I don't know if that means that the two of them have good communication or bad communication, because the veto message came out at 6:06, and the Senate ended up passing the bill that he said he would veto at 6:24.
Oh.
So why they couldn't work that out during that period of time, I don't know. So I think that his relationship with the legislature is still rocky.
One of the things, and Brian and I have been dealing with this, and I know you have forever, is that, in these implementers, there are things that just get snuck in. Did you see anything there?
They're
probably
things that, I haven't even seen. It was... 837 pages, 24,800 lines of public policy. You're looking for a needle in the haystack. The entirety of SB 5, which was the automatic voter registration that, you know, would have given you, that gives you 2 hours of unpaid leave on election day to go vote, that makes those ballot boxes permanent. The entirety of that piece of legislation, which also allows parolees to vote, was in the budget implementer. We have the Native American mascot thing.
Yeah, what happened to that? I was curious about it. Is that in or out?
No, that is in. That is good.
So if you don't get rid of your Native American mascot, you don't get state money?
So you don't get the money from the Pequot Fund. And not all the towns actually receive money. So there's a dozen towns that have Native American mascots or imagery. And four of those 12 towns don't even get any money from this fund. But there's some that, you know, like North Haven gets around like $88,000 from the fund. So you wouldn't get the money if you don't change or eliminate the mascot.
Hey, what are we doing with Juneteenth? That was a federal thing, but do you have to ratify it here on the local level?
I'm actually not sure about that. We had the flag raising at the state capitol the other day, but I do not know if the state would have to ratify that.
Okay. I just wonder.
Any other, what happens? You go to the Caymans for a couple weeks after this, or like what?
I wish that would be really nice. I would love that.
But I guess you're not. I can kind of get this.
Yeah. Here. Well, actually, you know what? There's going to be another special session at some point.
Oh, what are we gonna do?
We are going to decide how we're going to spend the rest of the federal funds.
Oh. Well, put in a good word for us.
So we have more money to distribute this year.
Well, that's kind of a nice thing. Let's say we also had the hazard pay for pandemic workers. Department of Corrections, I think, was getting that, right?
Yeah, so they haven't, I mean, that would be part of it. So they haven't determined exactly how they are going to distribute that money yet. And I would argue that they definitely deserve that. I mean, when COVID broke out.
They're right there.
They were right there, yeah.
Well, okay.
Many got sick and many were impacted by it. So
now, if the dope thing passes, excuse me, the cannabis thing. Yes, thank you. Thank you. The speaker corrected us. Chase chastises us.
That's why I wondered if he actually said pinch. When Christine, you said if you get pinched for possession and you're Wesleyan. I don't think the speaker would say pinched. Correct.
Wesleyan
did say pinched.
He did.
Wow. See, okay then. Hey, the other thing is some of these things don't take effect for a while. So in other words, if this were to pass, the governor would sign it, I would guess. And then what's our timeline here? Because you're going to have to set up ways to, implement what is in fact in the bill.
As far as cannabis is concerned?
Well, yeah, as far as setting things, well, same thing with gambling in a sense. But, I mean, right. There are a lot of hoops that still have to be,
jump through.
Thank you.
So it for cannabis, it legalizes. You can have up to 1.5 ounce on your person starting on July 1st.
Oh,
and you can have up to 5 ounces in your house or your car. And so the retail sales won't start until May of 2022.
So you can go up to Mass and buy it, and you're not in trouble
if you bring it back in.
Exactly.
Okay. Well. Yeah. Sounds exciting, Christine. Well, I hope you get that Cayman vacation.
I hope so, too. It's a lovely island.
I know a way you could buy a house full of windows and get it paid for.
Window nation.
Keep listening.
Listen, we appreciate the insight and the coverage. We want to talk about what's actually happening at the Capitol as much as possible. So thank you.
Still get a little rest.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Say hi to the kids. What is she going to do now for a while? The news junkie is great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.